From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, July 10th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Champaign County workers are celebrating a tentative deal with officials on a new contract. The union representing county employees called off a strike yesterday after coming to an agreement with administrators. Natalie Nagels is a local representative for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. She says the agreement is a breakthrough after 6 months of negotiations.
That all goes back to the power of an organized and unified membership willing to take the ultimate move, right? Willing to go on strike for what they deserve.
The county is offering a 3% salary increase that extends back to the beginning of this year. The proposal also includes bonuses, salary increases for next year, and reductions in health care costs. In a press release, officials said the new contract ensures the county is, quote, a place where good work can be done with dignity. Both the Champaign County Board and union members are set to vote on the agreement. The Mahomet Public Library is asking voters to support a construction project that would make the building double in size. To learn more, IPM's Emily Hayes went to Storytime.
Uh-oh! One button popped off and rolled away.
A dozen kids listen to a book about Pete the Cat from their parents' laps. It's a quieter day. Sometimes up to 70 children and parents squeeze into the Mahomet Library's meeting room. A parent there, Andrea Ingram, says the space can feel crowded, especially during holiday events.
Mahomet is growing, so there's so much people coming by and using the library. I think it's great.
The library wants to create a new children's section, build an outdoor patio, and expand the adult stacks. It plans to fundraise to cover part of the $7.5 million cost and ask voters for the rest. The library board is holding a public meeting on the topic next Wednesday. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
And that's the end of our book.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has opened its 2025 homebuyer application. The program helps make homeownership more affordable through its zero mortgage rate. Allison Garrett is the director of Family Services. She says volunteerism is one of the requirements for applicants.
So approved families must be willing and able to complete 300 volunteer hours in order to participate in the program.
They must also demonstrate a need for better housing and earn between 30 to 60% of the area median income. Applications are being accepted now through July 22nd. The Fisher Theater in Danville is holding a film festival next month in honor of Danville native Gene Hackman, who died earlier this year. The first Fisher Fest will feature several screenings of Hackman's most iconic films. There will also be a community discussion on his legacy and connection to Danville. Republican State Representative Brandon Schweizer is sponsoring the festival. He says it's part of an ongoing effort to revitalize the community center amid financial struggles.
We can't continue to let buildings like this, the history of Danville, go away. So it's important that we keep fighting to preserve it for the future generations.
The Fisher Theater also announced a $30,000 matching donation campaign to fund new renovation projects and support general operating costs. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees and a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 68 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with the chance of thunderstorms late in the day and a high of 92 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 72 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees, and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, an in-depth conversation with Robert Jones, head of the Public Religion Research Institute. His books include The End of White Christian America, We'll talk about the intersection of religion and American politics and how so many evangelical Christians came to embrace President Donald Trump. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, July 10th, Coffee and a Craft, beginner knit for adults at the Douglas Branch Library in Champaign from 2 to 3 p.m. Once every month this summer, there's a workshop for knitting, and this month's will focus on basic knitting skills and how to start simple projects.
Thursday, July 10th, Art in the Parks at Porter Park in Champaign kicks off from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can learn the basics of watercolor painting while outdoors, and all you need is you. The materials are in fact provided.
And on Friday, July 11th, lots of music on Friday. Reds, Whites, and the Blues is on the Gatehouse Lawn at Allerton Park in Monticello from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can hear music from Billy Gault and the Blues Deacons, as well as Sean Holt and the Teardrops.
I got a lot of money, a lot of so-called friends.
Reds, Whites, and the Blues is at Allerton on Friday, July 11th from 6 to 9.
Also Friday, July 11th, Reefer Madness the Musical takes place at the Canopy Club in Urbana. The event starts at 7 p.m. This musical comedy is a satire adaptation of an anti-marijuana propaganda film made in the 30s.
Reefer Madness. Oh, so mad. See the kids, precious kids. Yes, their heads are on the chopping block, and someone's got to dare to take a stand.
You can catch Reefer Madness the Musical at Canopy Club in Urbana Friday, July 11th at 7 p.m., Saturday, July 12th at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m., and Sunday, July 13th at 2 p.m. For more information, visit canopyclub.com.
And on Friday, July 11th, Clint Black is at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater in Decatur. Doors open at 7 p.m. Clint Black starts playing at 8:30 p.m.
Like the rain, I fall for you, and I know just why. Like the rain always comes.
Clint Black's Back on the Blacktop tour is at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater in Decatur. He plays at 8:30 on Friday.
And Saturday, July 12th, get ready for the 40th annual Mattoon Bagel Fest in Mattoon. The event runs through July 19th. You can enjoy food, vendors, games, live music, and more. For more information, visit exploremattoon.org.
And on Saturday the 12th, auditions for Twin City Theater Company's The Shadow Box are at the Champaign Public Library from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This play is about how cancer weighs heavy on three patients and their loved ones. It's won a Tony and a Pulitzer. For more information, you can visit twincitytheaterco.org.
Then, Sunday, July 13th, the 16th annual Mahomet Auto Fest kicks off in downtown Mahomet. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can see over 275 classic cars, food trucks, music, and more. For more information, including how you can register your car, go to visitmahomet.com.
And for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Emily Hayes, Anna Coe, Sam Brink, Kimberly Schofield, and Patricia Bradford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.